I have to confess, I didn't know it could feel like this. When you first came to me and asked to have your cog laptop, I really didn't know what to think. I mean, I had heard stories. The idea of it amused me. But I had to confess, I thought it was for guys who were, what's the word, different from you. What kind of a man would willingly let a girl laptop his cock? What kind of girl would do that to her man? I had so many questions. Remember the first time you tried? You tried to show me how to put it on you and I wouldn't let you. I wanted to do it myself. I wanted to figure it out. All those shiny metal pieces. Trying to imagine it on you. Watching you squirm and grimace as I pulled your balls through the thick metal ring. I know better now. One at a time. Not both at once. But you let me play and experiment, and I'm glad you did. It made it fun for me. Turn it into a game. And you know how much I love games. You are a good sport. I love that about you. It's so hard as my hands fumbled around. I love feeling your cock swell in my hand. I like how embarrassed you were, blushing for me. You were so adorable. You kept trying to give me hints, but I didn't want them. You don't learn how to play games by reading the manual. You learn by doing it. By playing. By trying things out and seeing what works. I don't need fast or efficient. I need to learn. When I do that, I get to make it my own. My cage. My cock. My key. I wanted to make it fun for both of us. I really love that cage. It'll always be special to me. Because it was our first one. We started slow at first. An hour at a time. Then all day. I remember the first time we kept it locked all night. Seeing you wake up with your cock straining in its cage. So hard. Harder than I think I have ever seen it before. I remember how I felt. Seeing you in pain. How much you wanted the thing off you. I didn't know until that very moment how I was going to react. It was one thing when we were playing. To get you all excited in your cage. Teasing you. Both knew it would be coming off. The pain and suffering was only temporary. But that morning, it was different. I curled up a bit in bed and just watched. I watched you squirm. I watched you ache. I watched you pull on the cage and try to adjust it. I watched you do everything you could to make it stop. I watched as your own body tormented you. I watched and I smiled. It was like a new game. I knew that if you were ever going to be able to get out of your cage, it was going to be right then. I even told you I wanted to see you try. Do you remember? I took note of everything. That's how you learn when you play games. You watch and pay attention. I remember brushing your hair back and looking into your eyes. Your confused, desperate eyes. It wasn't what you thought it would be. Not exactly. It was new for both of us. If I had let you put it on, if I had let you click the lock, if I had let it be your game, I probably would have unlocked you. But I was the one who put it on you, and I was the one who clicked the lock shut. It was my game, not yours, and I was enjoying seeing how it was going to play out. When you calmed down and the swelling in your poor cock stopped, you didn't say anything. You just curled up in my arms. Holding you was part of the game, too. I felt such a rush as you pressed into me. I wanted us to forget about your cock for a little while and just enjoy the feeling of our bodies touching. Over the next few months, the games grew longer in duration. A few days. Then a week. Then 2 weeks. Finally, we made it to a month. A month of your cock being loved out by me. The longer it went, the more attentive you became. The more you wanted to do the things I enjoyed. Touching, holding, kissing. I started to get more direct about things. teaching you and directing you how to touch me and where. I taught you how to eat my pussy, not like some ravenous, sex-starved beast, but gently, lovingly. How to pleasure me for hours, not minutes. How to use your mouth, your lips, and your tongue to tease me and slowly build things to a mind-blowing climax. I taught you a new game, how to make me calm. Once your cog was no longer the center of things, our entire game changed. You became more direct too, more open, more honest. I love that about us. I could tell you everything I wanted without ever worrying about how you would take it. You wanted to know. You wanted me to teach you. You wanted to know the rules of my game, so you could play it to the best of your abilities. You also taught me so much about yourself. How to reward you. How to make the game interesting for you and me. How to make you want to keep playing. I learned how much you love kissing me. How much you love my lips. How you even like watching me put on my lipstick. Touching them on my lips. Kissing them. And when I unlock you, wrapping them around your cock and letting inside my mouth, I love hearing how much you loved my breasts. I've always been a bit shy about them. They aren't as large as most men like, but hearing you tell me how much you adore them made me feel good. It made me like showing them to you, teasing you with them. The cage never lies. When you look at me that way, it gets tighter. And I like that. A lot. It makes me feel wanted, desired, loved. When you told me how much you adored my pussy, worshipping it, kissing it, smelling it, I melted. I loved how you confessed to me how much you loved my feet. My high heels, even my socks. I giggled and blushed a bit when you told me you liked to sniff them. I could tell it embarrassed you, but I thought it was adorable. It felt sweet. It was one thing for you to sniff them, but it was something completely different for me to hold them up to your nose and press them into your face. We both knew you wanted it, but there was something about me making you smell them that really made it hot. Another game for us to play. Foot rubs too. I wish you hadn't waited so long to tell me. The way you touch my feet, it gives me shivers. There's nothing better after a long shift at work than putting them in your lap and feeling your strong hands work out all the tension of the day. I never knew having my feet touched like that could feel so good. Even when you hug me and when we cuddle, it is different now. Don't get me wrong, it was always good. But now it feels like every moment we touch has something more to it. Maybe because you're locked up. Or maybe just because we've grown so much closer because of these games we play. And now we're going to play a new game. You know how much I love her games. I love watching you squirm every time I come up with a new one. This game has a brand new set of rules. I hope you like them. I gave them a lot of thought. I got this set of seekers. See? Cute little stars. There are red ones, blue ones, silver ones, and gold ones. From now on, all those things you like to do, all our cuddling and kissing and foot rubs and sniffing of stinky socks, they are all going to have a cause for you, a prize, and we are going to record them with these little stickers. You can have any of them, anytime you want, but when you get them, you add one of the stickers to your chart. I made one of those too. I put it on the fridge for today's date. The little red stars are worth one day. The blue ones are two. And the silver are three. And the gold are worth 4 days. If you want to touch me, it costs one red star. And we'll go put it on your chart, and it adds one day to your chastity. A kiss costs a blue star. And so on. I made up a list. Rules. Rules for a new game. I wrote them all down for you. I'm sure it will take you a while to memorize them all. Anything not on the list you can ask me to add and I will figure out how many stars it will cost you. Anything. Except unlocking you. That is the one thing that no amount of stars can buy. Those little stars are going to determine how long you stay locked up for me. So from now on, no more touching me, cuddling, kissing, or seeing me in that sexy lingerie-like. No more foot rubs. No more stinky socks sniffing. Well, not for free at least. Now, everything has a cost. A sacrifice. I can see your poor little brain trying to do the math. It isn't just your game. It's my game too. My game is to make you want those things, knowing there is a cost. Make you ache for them, crave them, tease you with them. I want to make you give something up to please me, to be with me. I want to see that conflict whenever you reach out to touch me, knowing it is going to make your chastity go on for just a little bit longer, or a lot longer. I want you to eat my pussy and make me calm, knowing it means adding a little gold star sticker to your chart. I love knowing that the things that cause your suffering to be extended are also the things that you so desperately want and need. How they tease you and torment you. I know just how much you want them now, because I'm the one whom you want them. I want to watch you lose control as your desire overwhelm you. Every time, from now on, I want there to be a cost for you. Once I told you all these things and showed you the list of rules and the costs, I can't wait to see what you did, how you played the game. And you didn't disappoint me. You stood up and peeled off one of the blue stars. I watched as you walked over to your chart and placed it next to the date I had written in purple marker. You came back to me, grabbed me, and kissed me as hard, deeply, and passionately as you ever have. 2 days for one kiss. I reached down and felt your cage cock. It was throbbing. When your lips pulled away from mine, I felt a rush. Not just from the kiss, but from the feeling that it had just cost you something and that you were willing to pay it. For my lips. For my kiss. For me. You didn't touch me. You didn't hug me. You knew that would cost you now too. But you did whisper in my ear. And whispers were free. Your hot breath mixed with your words. I could feel my arousal grow. I love you, you told me. And I love our games. Let's play.